trip to the political gulag that we have been we've been sent on media wise God, since Ronald Reagan came into office. And to me, that's pretty profound, and you're pretty profound. So we'll take a break. I think we need to do some tech stuff. When we come back, light a, you know, look, well, see what have you got to say? What are you thinking? What's on your mind? This is the Head On Radio Network. This is America's liberal voice. I'm Bob Kincaid.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing, and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes, because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Hey, have you got a minute? I'm
going
to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah, before her there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Duh. The man ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha.
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves. And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
You know, I think I'd have to give it a 9 because it's got a great beat and you can dance to it. Welcome back to Head On. It's about 23 minutes before the hour, and we'll go straight to the phones in a second. The number, of course, you already know, 877-443-2366, 877, the numeral 4, Head On. Email to bob@headonradio.com. I need to mention from time to time a hearty welcome to all the new listeners coming in via iTunes over there at iTunes Radio. You go to iTunes.com, you click radio, it opens up another menu, you go down to Head On Radio Network, and bang, you're there. And the growth we're seeing in the horn is astonishing and exciting. I had an interesting afternoon. Now, this goes to show the psychosis of what gets ingrained in our being. As I mentioned, I'm getting ready to head back up the road to wild, wonderful West Virginia at our secure, undisclosed location in the hills and hollers. And so, that being the case, and with 80,000 miles on the vehicle, and hearing a weird little squeak, and having had a thing happen last week where it went when I was trying to pull out in traffic, which is really terrifying, I took it to have it serviced today, thinking, hoping, praying, because, you know, it's got 25 gallons of gas in it. I could just hear him saying, "Well, you know, Mr. Kincaid, we're going to have to drain the gas tank and pull the fuel pump." Well, no, it wasn't anything like that, but I did have that annoying little squeak. I said, you know, while you're checking out the fuel thing, if you get a minute, look at the squeak. Well, it turns out the squeak is I got to have new ball joints. Couldn't find anything wrong with the fuel system, but we're going to tune it up just for the fun of it. So they said, look, you know, I said, you want to bring it back first thing in the morning? They said, no, leave it here. We'll take you home. So I am without an automobile right now and am at the mercy of the dealership until they come to get me. And you know what? As an American, that is an icky feeling. Jesus, if I want to go get, I got to walk. Walking. Ooh, yeah. We are so spoiled. So rotten, rotten spoiled. Yeah, my wings have been clipped. I'm grounded because I have to walk. 99% of the world walks. And I got to leave my car overnight, and I'm sitting here thinking that the gods are frowning on me. But anyway, you know, I'm looking at a substantial outlay of money for the repairs, but, you know, there's some pretty desolate stretches of road between here and Wild Wonderful. And I really don't want to be on one of those with a loaded-down vehicle, and, you know, and the car always, you know, if you understand the kismet and the karma of all this, the car only dies when the last bar on your cell phone range goes, burp. So I didn't want that to happen. So, you know, that's what I'm up against. And that's what you're up against. The reason I'm telling you this is because we all go through these kinds of things. I've referenced on the program a number of times a poem, and for the life of me, one of these days I'm going to have to track it down. Richard Hugo, maybe, who wrote that it's not the great big tragedies in life that drive us mad and you know, make you contemplate just putting an end to it all. It's the little things. It's realizing that you've got a conflict because, on the one hand, you need $500 for a new set of tires, or you need $500 to keep the power bill up to date. It's the little things. it's sending a package on the fifth day of the month and finding out that it still hasn't gotten there by the 15th day of the month. Damn it! So it is those little things, and it's those little things that we endure each and every day, and sometimes makes us wonder if we're going to get through to the next one. It's being in the middle of the month and looking at the checkbook balance and wondering if you're going to make it to the end of the month or what's going to have to go by the wayside. It's looking at your kids and realizing that you haven't taken them to a movie because, you know, you got to call your banker for a boat loan to go to the movies anymore. It's all of those things. And they challenge us, and they irk us, and they wear us out, and they make us think that we can't get by. But we can, and we cut corners, and we will. And I mention all of this for a reason, and that is to say that I know how it is for all of us when somebody comes along and says, you know, I need $10 a month from you. I need $120 in a year from you. Because that's what we're saying and asking. And our good friend Billy Shears has led the way on this. He's been a real hero about it, offering to put together something that is his own labor of love in exchange for a commitment of $10 a month, $120 a year, $120 for the simple purpose of keeping one of the best liberal talkers out there, one of the best liberal voices out there on the air. And that's Guy James. A hero of a host here on the Horn. Now, those of you who don't know all of his story, you know, for years he paid out of his own money to get the message out. Well, he can't do that anymore. We don't charge anything here at the Horn. But he has monthly expenses that he has to meet in order to be able to continue doing his program. And, you know, roughly $600 a month will take care of it. 60 people doing $10 a month. And it will keep one more liberal voice talking. It's like the conversation that I had with Harrison. If we're going to make it work on this end, we can't be concerned with issues of competition. We can't be concerned with issues of one-upmanship. You know what? They reorganized. I want Air America to succeed. To the extent I'm a praying person, I pray that Nova M succeeds. And between Agnes and Ben and John and all the hosts on the Horn, we pour every ounce of our very being into seeing that the Horn succeeds. Again, because the more we get the liberal message, the progressive message out, the more that we can call for the impeachment of an absolutely criminal regime in the White House, the more that we can demand accountability of the elected representatives who we put in a majority in the Congress to do the job that we damned well sent them there to do, every voice that we have adding to that is a net positive. So that's why we're asking you to pony up $10 a month. And you know what? I'm not allowed to speak for anybody. I would not dream of speaking for anybody. But let me make something perfectly clear. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if we should happen to get lucky and, you know, 70 people contribute, well, I want it. I'm asking that it be put out there. If we hit 60, I want it put out there. We asked for 60. Here's 60. We got 60. Okay. So I can, what's most important in all of this is that what Harrison said is very true. We talk the talk, and we walk the walk. And I can't sit here and ask you, who have to make decisions about tires and power bills and new ball joints on the front end, and the house needs a new roof and the refrigerator's on the fritz. Knowing what you deal with every day, I can't sit here and ask you to do it if I'm not willing to do it myself. So to that end, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get a money order for $120, and I'm going to send it to Guy. And I'll let Billy know when I've done it. I don't PayPal very well, so forgive me. That's the one part of the technical thing that I haven't figured out yet. But I want you to know that apart from just sitting here running my silly yap, I'm getting out there and walking the walk with you because it means that much. So please, 60 people, $10 a month to keep how many hours a year? What does that measure? What does it come down to on a per minute basis? How many half a pennies are you paying per minute? But you're not paying, you're supporting. Your support is the recognition of how important it is to keep this fight going. I have never been very good at this, and I never will be. But I implore you, be a part of the 60. There's a really, really wild retelling of the Battle of Thermopylae that's out in the theaters right now. It's called 300. We don't want 300. We need 60. 60 at $10 a month, please. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we will go to the phones, that I promise. 877-443-2366, 877, the numeral 4, head on. Join in. What do you think? You are part of America's liberal voice. You are part of the horn, and we'll be back.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. The steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Chills. Who is that, Agnes? Silly me, I should probably know. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Peter's calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. I've got
How are you?
I'm doing good. I've got a remix of Wade in the Water I need to send in to you. That would be fun for a night.
Oh, that would be.
Yeah, it would be very festive. I can't remember who does this remix, but it's just like that with just a little faster beat. You know, great call. You had Harrison on. I'm so impressed. Dude, you're moving up the world. You're getting all these West Coast big guys. It just blows me away. I didn't even know you knew him.
Bob Kincaid, humble talk radio yammerhead.
Well, that's just amazing to me. Well,
the truth of the matter is, I know about Harrison through Mike Malloy.
Cool.
Because back when he was still there, America, Mike had Harrison fill in for him a few times.
Yeah, that's right, he did, yeah. I listened to Harrison pretty regularly, and Bruce and John did a show on Saturday nights on Horn, and I kind of got out of the habit of doing it, so I've missed him lately, so I didn't know this was all afoot, so I'm kind of looking forward to hearing what's going on his podcast. Well, I want to talk to you. It's prayer meeting night, and
yes.
You know, the Baptists and the fundamentalists have every right to screw up their children any way they want to in their own churches. I mean,
because it's America,
fundamental American right, screw them all up as. But it's crossed the line now, and I'll get into why. But have you heard about the purity balls?
Huh?
I'm not talking
Wait. Is this anything like Sea of Galilee mud mask?
No, this is for real. These are called purity balls. Now, this is sort of a substitute for a prom.
Okay, will you forgive me if my deviant little mind tells me that a purity ball sounds really, really dirty?
Well, it's a prom, so to speak, that has many elements of a marriage and the daughter, some of them are that they take along are as young as 4 years old, because you know those 4-year-olds are, you know, little girls are full of lust too, are taken to these balls by their fathers, and these are held under the auspices of a church, and you know, and the father's in a tux and the girls dress up in the prom dress and they dance, and it's all fine food and the white wedding cake, and they take vows, and they promise to remain abstinent until their honeymoon, and in some cases they even promise never to kiss until their honeymoon. And the father's part of the vows is to protect their daughter's chastity. It's almost like, you know, signing over control of your vagina to your father.
I'm a dad, and I've had 4-year-old girls, and I don't want to think about how you begin to have the conversation, Peter, to explain what the hell chastity is to a 4-year-old. Is that a new doll? Is that like the brat?
Mm-hmm. And there are websites now that sell the chastity wedding. Well, they don't call them wedding rings; they're just chastity rings, because there's an exchange of rings. There's vows and not to kiss a boy, and they're called purity balls. They're becoming the thing in the big.
Lord God, Peter, you do these things too. I'm gonna bust an unopened can of Mountain Dew into my head.
Okay, now you see, I have witnessed the preliminary versions of it. You remember my year of being held hostage by the fundamentalists.
the year of living fundamentally.
The entire year of being held captive by a fundamentalist. It's a long story, and I'll get into it another time. But during that period of time, we went to these big mega churches on Sundays, and they had these special services where the young women, teenage girls, would get up on the stage with the father, and they would exchange a ring, and they'd get a little certificate, and it was like a vow of chastity, and it was all within the church, and that was all well and good, and it was part of the ceremony. And if they wanted, you know, play that game with their kids, that's fine. Don't misunderstand, I'm not for, you know, minors running out and having sex with their boyfriends all over the place, and you know, I think maybe they're probably too young to deal with a lot of that stuff, but nonetheless, it's the methodology. But you know, where is the highest rate of unwed mothers and divorces? It's all in the red states anyway.
Right smack dab in the middle of right where I am.
Right, and as I said a minute ago, it's really none of my business until now, because now the Bush administration's what do you call it? Where they finance the abstinence programs, you know, and they reach over into faith-based. Well, now our tax dollars are going to fund these damn purity balls.
Oh, help me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not kidding you. All right, you know...
Purity ring? See, you've done things to my brain, Peter. Purity rings? What? Honest to God, the Baptists are 50 years away from female circumcision, tops.
Oh, yeah, and Bernie Gates, the state, tops. Yeah, and so what about, you know, these churches have, like, you know, they have poorer members of the congregation, and of course all the poor little girls are welcome to come too. And oh, by the way, many of these children are homeschooled and you know, are kind of all, you know, wrapped up into it anyway. It's not like, you know, they're drug kicking and screaming in, but you know, a 4-year-old has no really freedom of choice. But the thing that, you know, the poor, I mean, you know, they have, like, help fund. And so my tax dollars are going to buy gowns, you know, prom gowns for some little girl that's, you know.
Oh, you're gonna make my head split open like an overripe cassava melon, Peter. Hold on, please. I want to give this the time it deserves, but we're up against the news. So will you stick around till we're done with the news, and then we'll pick this back up, please?
Sure.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Chastity balls? Chastity balls? Honest to God, it sounds like a porno movie. We'll be back after the news. This is the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. I'm Bob.
I want to ride my
The Quality News Network. Stocks bounce back today, closing above 1,200. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street later in business news. Senator John Sununu has become the first Republican in Congress to call for the dismissal of embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Democrats have been calling for Gonzalez to step down in light of the controversial firings of 8 U.S. attorneys. On Capitol Hill, the Senate has voted to consider a Democratic plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. Republican opponents blocked two previous attempts at debating similar resolutions. Violence in Baghdad has gone down since the launch of a security crackdown 1 month ago. That's according to the spokesman for U.S. forces in Iraq, Major General William Caldwell. He told the press today that all indicators are very positive right now. He also said that we need to have patience and diligence. In the wake of Caldwell's statements, the Pentagon issued its bleakest report yet on the Iraq War. The report says that October through December of last year was the most violent three-month period since 2003. The report also says that some of the violence in Iraq can be described as a civil war. Iraq's President Jalal Talabani returned back to his Kurdish home today. He spent the past 17 days in a hospital in Jordan after he collapsed in northern Iraq. His doctors said the 73-year-old suffered from dehydration and exhaustion. In a civil trial involving the relatives of victims of the USS Cole bombing in 2000, the federal judge in the case said today that Sudan is responsible for the attack. On Saturday, there will be a vote on the new Palestinian unity government, which will bring rival factions Hamas and Fatah together. In Beijing today, the UN nuclear watchdog chief said that North Korea is demanding the United States lift financial penalties before the country shuts down its nuclear reactor. More talks are set to begin March 19th. And President Bush wrapped up his Latin American trip by telling the press in Mexico today that he pledged to update the U.S. immigration laws and crack down on illegal drug trafficking. The Associated Press reports the Army Corps of Engineers has installed defective flood control pumps in New Orleans, ignoring warnings from their own experts. You're listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business News, next.
Run for your lives. The lenders are coming. They're in the mailbox. They're overloading your email. They're on the phone. They won't be denied. The best rate, the biggest bargain, fewer points, too much information. Gold Coast Financial to the rescue. They can offload the overload and handcraft a loan that suits your needs. Are you on lender overload? Relief is just minutes away. Call Gold Coast Financial, 831-649-8757. 831-649-8757. Gold Coast Financial.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of the Duplication Connection, and I want to help you grow your business. At the Duplication Connection, we specialize in CD and DVD duplication in quantities from 1 to 1 million. If your company needs mass quantities of CDs or DVDs, you can now use us as one of your primary marketing tools. Thousands of our customers have depended on our fast turnaround and superior quality product for almost 20 years, and so will you. Please call us at 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
NASA's Cassini spacecraft has discovered huge seas on Saturn's largest moon. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, studying images taken by the probe that blasted off from the Earth a decade ago, say the seas on Titan are likely filled with liquid methane or ethane. The Texas House of Representatives today voted to overturn the governor's controversial executive order that would require sixth-grade girls to receive an anti-cervical cancer vaccine. There's a similar bill under consideration in the Texas State Senate. The FDA is warning that widely prescribed sleeping pills can cause dangerous side effects, including sleep driving and sleep eating. The FDA warns stronger labels on those drugs is what's needed, including Ambien and Lunesta. Those are the drugs involved. California's attorney general announced a plea deal has been reached in the HP Media spying scandal. Charges have been dropped against the former Hewlett-Packard chairwoman, Patricia Dunn. Prosecutors say that her health played a role in their decision. She's being treated for advanced cervical cancer. And today, light sweet crude is trading at $58.16 at the close of Wall Street. The Dow Jones was up 57 points, the NASDAQ up 21, the S&P up 9. There's more at QualityNewsNetwork.com.
Tonight's final hour of Head On begins next. 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 1-877-443-2366. Here's Buck.
All right, we roll on into and we continue on. We had a conversation going before the hour ended, and I hate to break those things in two, but you know, some you got to do the news when you got to do the news. We're talking with our good friend Peter from Tallahassee, who keeps an eye on these sorts of things. Purity balls was the topic. Peter, this is so foreign for me. I hear purity, and I think about a brand of ice cream down here. Okay,
well,
I mean.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting talking to Agnes during the break because she brought up the fact that we're probably 10 years away from chastity belts, if you want to know, which is probably that. And it's just a chastity belt wrapped up in a ball dress is what it boils down to. And what I want to know is, where are the boys? You know, you've got Dobson wanting to show his penis to the little boys in the shower so they get over their homicide. After the ball, the fathers take all their daughters to the motel rooms and show them what they shouldn't do with other boys. And why don't the girls just parade around in negligees and lingeries for all the dads there? Just get that out of their system. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, for those of us who have seen Danger, for instance, a movie like Dangerous Liaisons with all the costuming and the French dresses and the hoop skirts and all of that, you know, that stuff is really not an impediment to sex.
Well, exactly.
But it's my understanding from what you were saying right before we went to the news, now that the Bush administration has latched onto this thing, taxpayer dollars are going to be buying purity ball gowns for underprivileged,
sure,
hopefully pure.
You know, if you could afford to buy your own gown, fine. But if not, the church would buy it for you. So you can't exclude someone from your congregation.
And the church will get a grant from the government.
Yes, hell yes, to pay for the white cake and the ceremony and the band.
Is there a markup?
Well, I'm sure there is, and it's all part of the abstinence program. And as long as it was like, you know, their little, you know, scenarios in front of the congregations there, you know, where they made these pledges, you know, that's one thing, but I don't think, I don't want my tax dollars to go to burn brown babies, and I don't want my tax dollars to go sprinkling depleted uranium all over the desert. And you know, Iraqis don't ask, now they don't, the first question is not, you know, is it a boy or a girl? The first question is it normal? The birth defect rate over there is astronomical. Astronomical. And now what are we doing? We're paying for purity balls as if that would work. You know, I said a while back, you know, they're talking about the protections of God, what is it, the belt of truth and the or the sword of truth and the gird up your loins. And what are those things? I forget. I can't call them.
Oh, that's the armor of righteousness.
Yes, the armor of righteousness. Well, I think the little latex is these can be added to the armor of righteousness these days. The little latex to go a long way to correct some of these things. It just amazed me. I could not believe it.
I mean, are these people so dense that they don't understand the irony of all of this?
No, they don't. They're all wrapped up in it.
Honest to God, Peter, this is a tacit admission on the part of fundamentalist, evangelical, whatever you want to call them. This is their admission that they are such insufficient parents that they're raising little tramps.
Oh, precisely, Bob. And part of one of their the advantages of taking your daughter to this thing is that it's to cause father-daughter bonding. Well, I got news for you. If you're not already bonded and close with your little girl by the time she's that age, that party is over. The boat has left the dock.
You know, this is just so crazy because, you know, I don't get to spend near the time with my children that I want to spend with them.
Oh, they love you, though.
But.
Do I know?
But I've bonded with my daughters.
Sure you have.
You know how we bond? We talk about stuff.
Yeah.
They ask me questions and I try to answer it honestly.
And you don't do it in front of a bunch of stiff-necked, religious industry type folks in a ball gown in a totally phony environment. That's not the way it happens. It's a public commitment ceremony and where are the boys, for crying out loud? Why don't they go to a...
Is there a purity... I mean, are we on the hook for purity tuxes, too?
Well, no, they're not doing that yet because, you know, boys is men and they's different. And furthermore, all these vows are like... not to kiss your boyfriend or have sex before your wedding night with your husband. I mean, they're just wide open for a big old lesbian.
Well, yeah, there's that, and you know,
well, we promised we wouldn't kiss. We did. Yeah, I mean, I could get this show real blue in a real hurry. You know, I said I wouldn't kiss it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. If you get into the whole thing about what can I do, Daddy? Well.
See, and that's the thing. That's the nature of human beings. It, you know, you say, don't do this. Well, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, exactly. And we all
many years ago, Peter, when the show was still on the air in Beckley on old-fashioned terrestrial radio, the general manager, who is not so lovingly referred to as Q-Ball, had an absolute hissy. Because I was giving away copies of a young man's book that was just brilliant. A young man's book called Generation Slut.
Oh, my. That's the controversial.
And Slut
title.
Stood for Sexually Liberated Urban Teens.
Oh, my. In West Virginia. Oh, Bob, you're going to go to hell, huh?
Yeah. I got my sacred asbestos underwear already. But you know, what will people think? What if we had an advertiser in here and somebody came in to pick up a copy of that book that says Generation Slut on? There's a picture of a girl's ankles on there with panties around them. Bob, Jesus, what do you think we're running here?
Oh, Lord. You sure know how to tear a station down, don't you? Just leave.
You know, I knew we were on the way out, you know, and that was...
I don't blame you a bit.
But, these ceremonies, you know, that's the other side of this thing, Peter. This is what would be the best way to put it? This is Catholic envy.
Well, isn't it, though, the pomp and the pageantry and the emptiness of it? Well,
because, you see, if you're a Roman Catholic, you get to go to your confirmation.
Well,
okay, now
say that Catholic ceremony is empty to me because I don't get it, but, you know.
Well, I know, but, I mean, but they've got them. Okay,
yes.
With the stinking incense stenchers and walking up and down the aisle and sit, stand, kneel, stand, sit, kneel. And, you know, my daddy plays dominoes better than your daddy plays dominoes and all of that crap.
Right.
You know, somewhere along the way, there's a ceremony called confirmation. And if you're a little girl, you get this big, billowy, white hootenanny dress.
Oh, Lord.
And you are confirmed into the bosom of Mother Church.
I see.
And you're making in your soul, as that little girl, you're making certain promises according to church doctrine, part of which is that you won't screw till Jesus tells you you can.
Right. Yeah, that's all part.
Isn't this the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of it the same thing.
Sorry, I don't mean to get all soapbox and dirty or anything.
And I don't mean to insult, you know, people that go to church. I'm in church every Sunday. I'm just a typical Southern boy in almost every way, but you know, this was the limit. I just don't feel like funding this crap.
Right, you kind of got to draw a line when you're asked to write the check for it.
Exactly. So we're now paying for a white cake and bands and the banners and maybe a few ball gowns for the poor kids and the chapel.
Yeah, with a nice little markup for the rectory, you know.
And it goes down toward abstinence. Absolutely insanity. And so,
where did you find this?
Pardon me?
Where did you find this?
I just Google purity ball or purity balls.
I'm afraid to do it because it'll take me straight to some porno site.
No, it won't. You Google it under news, though. Don't Google it under regular. God knows what you'll get. Google it under Google News for purity ball or purity whatever. And it's fail. I mean, you'll have page after page of purity ball or purity balls if you Google news. Now, I don't know what you'll get if you just plain Google. I would hate to.
I love my purity balls at work. No.
Yeah. And there's just mountains of it. It's becoming extremely popular, and it is becoming the thing to do. And so there's peer pressure to do it. And if your little girl does not go, then she's blood. And so I got
six different objections to this, because inherent in all of this is this, you know, I won't even kiss my boyfriend. Inherent in all of this, Peter, is the, you know, first and foremost, what these people are inculcating, what they're making sure of
because all these people at some point down the road, they want to have little good Southern Baptist grandchildren.
Yeah.
And they are making it less and less likely that those girls are going to have any kind of reasonably decent sex life.
Well, that's true, too. They're also
when those little fundy grandchildren will come.
Yeah, that's true. They're telling the kids, too, that when they do get married, unless they do this, then their father cannot give them away because, in fact, the father has nothing to give away. She's taken that from her father. It's a whole guilt thing all interwoven into it.
Holy cats!
Oh, just I dare you. When you just can't quite take anymore, and you're getting suicidal, but you've got a bottle of glue handy, and you take a big huff to get over it. Google it; it's just amazing. And it's
I will. I thought I was on the inside of this stuff, but I'm not paying close enough attention.
Believe it. How did bring up something that will just further destroy it? I'm sorry.
Well, it's so interesting you bring this up because I've got an interview. I hate to call them interviews. I've got a conversation slated for late this month with an author of a new book, and I think you'll find it very interesting. And I'll promote it a little more as we get closer. A new book that's just out by a man named Dan Gilgoff.
Yeah.
The name of the book is The Jesus Machine, How James Dobson, Focus on the Family, and Evangelical America Are Winning the Culture War.
Well, that's interesting. I am so glad you're having him on. You know, I love this subject, and I saw the book advertised recently on maybe a BuzzFlash flyer or something or another that came through the email, and I didn't order it. I would love to hear that interview. Please give us some warning on that. I'd love to hear it. Don't want to be late that night.
Oh, I will. I absolutely will. And this is, I mean, do you think that ordinary America, you know, the ones I was talking about in the last hour, the ones who are worried about the fridge that's going on the fritz and stuff, do they realize that this weird little nub of hardcore fundamental fanaticists are actively trying to take over their country, and that now the people who are worrying about buying the new fridge, do they realize that they're buying ball gowns with their tax dollars?
Yeah, same. It's almost like the corporations who fund these huge lavish birthday parties for the CEO's wives with half-naked guys serving cocktails and stuff. You remember that the swans where there were swans? It was all paid for by the corporation.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett sang at that party.
Oh, did he? Yeah, and so the churches do it, too. There's greed everywhere. You might as well, help the poor. The rich don't need it, and they'll just misuse it anyway.
This is just astonishing.
Well,
I mean, I Peter, I constantly think, yea, verily, now Bob has heard it all. And you walk in, and you just walk into the radio show and put a brick through my window.
Well, Bob, when I was a little boy, my daddy never took me to a purity ball. You reckon if I come up and visit, you could take me? Oh, could we wreck them?
Oh, send the gown size to Agnes. We'll get busy soon.
Oh, it would be fabulous. I want a big blonde slut wig.
Oh, I got Mountain Dew coming out my nose.
Sorry.
Oh. Peter, thank you so much.
On that note, I will see you guys later.
And remember, when you put Purity Ball into the Google search bar, you have to hit news. God only knows what you get if you just hit search.
Do it under the news search. There's a specific, it's there, you'll see it, you probably know it. Know it and use it. I don't know what you'll get the other one.
Thanks,
Purity
Peter.
Ball, Purity Ball, it's all there, I swear to God. I swear.
That just kills me. It just slays me. All right, let's...
all right, sir. Well,
take care, Peter.
Go along. I'll see you later.
All right. I'm going to be a while getting over this one.
Okay. I'll see if I'll get you again. Don't worry. I'll come.
Oh, liquor bottle, meat straw.
Okay. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Purity balls. It's from the Purity Ice Cream Company, and it's the ice cream. They're done up in little balls. No.
Let's keep it rolling. Just go straight to the phones. Our good buddy Rick calls in from Texas. Hey, Rick, help us.
Hey, Bob. I don't know. I don't know if I can be much help for anything anymore, but I will promise you that I will help with that funding issue.
Well, thank you.
And
thank
you know,
you. I'm sure
a
Guy
can
thanks
help
you
with it. It will be helped well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Breathe easy.
yeah. Okay.
I just thought maybe I'd call and grab a little bit about our full Republican-controlled House here in Texas. They just
they are meeting right now, aren't they? It's every 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they voted down and canceled out Rick Perry, who's another Republican, but on this issue he was fairly bright, although he was being paid off by the pharmaceutical companies to do the shot for children to keep them from getting cervical cancer. And they voted it down, completely out. So now it's no longer law that sixth grade girls get shot anymore. Aren't we right here?
You know, the late, great Molly Ivins once recounted a story of a man who was a member of the Texas legislature and a Democrat, Rick. And they were the conservatives in the legislature were debating a bastardy bill.
Right, right.
And the fella stood up and he said, you know, I'm not terribly worried about the natural bastards in Texas, but I am certainly concerned about the self-made ones in this room.
Yeah, remember that very well. That's actually a law, and that is the name of it, the non-bastard law.
Yes.
It guarantees that any child that's born will not be illegitimate, if that's the word. No bastards.
But
I guess they didn't realize how many Republicans we're going to have and how many bastards we will have here in Texas.
The self-made ones, exactly.
Yeah. Well, actually, that all changed during the time when the Rust Belt moved to the Sun Belt. Back in the 80s when Reagan destroyed the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And we just filled up with all of these really weird people with their really weird ideals. And I think they outnumbered us at that point. And then they started having kids. So Texas mindset and everything has been watered down since then. But this pro-death rule, you know, where, you know, teenagers should get cervical cancer because they have sex is just completely ridiculous. I have spent the last 2 weeks, and I just took a break right now because I heard on the news that they passed this stupid law, from sitting across the bed and watching my wife struggle to take breath because she has cancer.
Oh, God.
We don't know where it started from. It's in her lungs now. We know for sure it isn't cervical cancer because that's the only place she doesn't have it. But if these people had any idea of the pain that a person with cancer has, how could they wish it upon another person just because they had sex? And this
Rick,
is a sexist rule because it's the women who are going to catch the cancer, not the guys. Totally sexist. That the women suffer.
And the nature of the transmission of HPV, which is what we're talking about, human papillomavirus.
Right.
In many instances, if I understand it correctly, Rick, a guy can have it.
Yes, and a guy can pass it.
And pass it and not ever know it.
Over and over and over again. And who is going to suffer? A woman. But, you know, women don't have that much value in the Republican Party anyway. Excuse me, I'm kind of bitter at the moment.
You're welcome to be. There'd be something wrong with you if you weren't.
But this is just ridiculous. I cannot believe that they would do anything that dumb. You know, Rick Perry wasn't doing anything because he's a great, wonderful guy. It's because he got a great big contribution from the pharmaceutical company. That makes sense.
Yeah, doing the right thing for all the wrong reasons.
Right, but it's still the right thing, so I don't care.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. It's amazing. But anyway, once again, I'm embarrassed by my state. I just wish our economy would go completely horrible so the rest of people would move back up again and sleep alone.
It's we're a long way off. We live, Rick, and it, but please bear in mind, it, you know, we have our fun with Texas from time to time, but it's not just Texas. My God in heaven, I'm sure if they tried to do that here with that vaccine, there would be a four-square hissy thrown in Alabama, Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia, anywhere that fundamentalists are in concentration, those objections will be.
Absolutely. And I've even heard it here in the hospital when the rules were passed that sixth graders should get it. The fundamentalist was in here screaming. Well, they forget. Being the only liberal Democrat in the hospital, I'm sorry, there's actually six of us here. Six in the whole hospital. I have access to files. I know the fundamentalist diehard Christians and their daughters that are on birth control. So you want to tell me that since the shot's out, they're not going to get that too? Not a matter of them wanting this disease on themselves. They want poor people who cannot afford the shot to not be able to get it for free.
Right, because if it was mandatory, it would be paid for by taxpayer dollars. And I've read articles, oddly enough, Mike Papantonio, who is supposedly a liberal, is absolutely running around with his hair on fire of it. He's so mad about it. But the government's going to pay $300 a shot. You know what?
Correct.
That means that poor folks can't get it.
$300 a shot since March the 22nd of last year. My wife was given 6 months to live, by the way. Every 3 weeks, we've been paying $30,000 for treatment. Every.
Holy mackerel.
Well, no, that isn't federal money.
No.
That's just partially insurance money. Just partially. So, if someone of lesser means, what are they going to do? They're going to die. And this is a preventable form of cancer. And they're going to let little girls catch it. Not little boys. I really believe that if boys only caught it, this would be a different issue.
It would be, Rick. I've got a very good friend who often quotes that old feminist saying that if men had to get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament.
You'd know that immediately. Fun things. I finally got on the internet today, and that was it. You know, I decided I had to have 2 hours, and so I've taken 2 hours to just go on the internet. Of course, I was listening to you and everything. I went ahead and checked my website.
I don't know how to ask a question like, I would be a monster if I said, how's your wife, or I hope she's okay, or feeling better. Just know that our thoughts are there, Rick. Just know that our thoughts are there. Tell her that our thoughts are there.
Sure.
Please.
But I will. I promise. I do appreciate it. I did look at my website because I haven't been able to check in a long time. I usually try to attack these people as soon as they hit. But on the Fox Syndrome book, someone has went on and made a sneering joke about there being no liberal radio anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of you guys would like to, just go there and inform the guy, enlighten him that there is head-on radio.
Tell him how to get there, Rick.
Oh, it's Amazon.com. Just Greg Goodner, G-O-D-N-E-R, and then Fox Syndrome. It'll all come up on the site.
Well, I have a feeling you'll see some hits.
And, you know, just I can't take the time to do it. I would love to. I've already put it through my mind what I'd like to say, but just someone just go in and say, oh, contrary, there's Bob Kincaid, there's Hit on Radio, there's everything. You know,
yeah.
Or don't, whatever. Anyway, did want to throw a blanket on, this is Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, hallelujah. Brother Bob. But anyway.
Praise something, Brother Dr. Rick.
Oh, you know what. Anyway, I wanted to kind of get in and apologize to the people who are actually going to catch cancer and die from it because of stupidity and Texas house.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can turn it around. Maybe this is the kind of thing that turns it around, Rick.
We can hope so. But I promise you, you don't want to watch someone struggling for every breath. And cervical cancer does metastasize to the lungs. That's how Stephen King, by the way, a damn good Democrat, that's how Stephen King's mother died.
Ugh.
Just, you know, that and nothing else. It started with cervical cancer and went straight into her lungs. So, anyway, we'll get this overturned when we get some decent, right-thinking people back in the house again. But for right now, Bob, I'd like you to know that I'm very, very happy to know you're still out there swinging away. And I, as soon as I can get to my desk, I will help along with this issue that you mentioned earlier, the funding issue.
We do appreciate it, Rick. Bob, Guy James appreciates it.
No, no, I appreciate it. You're my
voice.
Thank
you very, very much.
You're my voice. Appreciate it, Guy.
I'm proud to call you my friend.
Sorry for the wet blanket. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rick. Ain't no wet blanket. This is reality. This is the life that is lived. This is the life. This is life as it is lived, not the fantasy world that the right wing lives in. The bastards. Let's take a break. We'll come back to your phone calls. 877-443-2366. 877. The numeral 4. Head on. This is America's liberal voice. This is your voice. And I'm Bob Kincaid.